Like folk music around the world, traditional Tibetan songs deal with almost every aspect of life, from work, family, and social occasions to love and nature. More than a dozen of these songs are showcased in a new documentary by Ngawang Tofel, now showing in New York City. Ngawang Tofel was only 2 years old when he and his mother fled Chinese-ruled Tibet in 1968. Growing up in a refugee camp in India, he heard traditional Tibetan songs from the older refugees.
Tibetan folk music originated directly from ordinary Tibetan people's mind. It's a very pure form of, you know, oral tradition of our Tibetan people's history, knowledge and belief.
After graduating from the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts in Dharamsala in 1993, Tofel received a Fulbright scholarship to study musicology and filmmaking at Vermont's Middlebury College. The school's music library contained records of traditional songs from all over the world, but only one recording of Tibetan music, less than 3 minutes long. So Tofel decided to collect Tibetan folk songs himself. He traveled to Tibet in 1995 and spent 2 months driving through the rural areas filming people singing before he was arrested by Chinese authorities.
They thought that I was, you know, doing spy kind of work, you know, which I did not.
Tofel was sentenced to 18 years in prison. But an international campaign, started by his mother and joined by celebrities like Paul McCartney and several U.S. senators, led to his release in 2002, after only 6.5 years. Prison, he says, is not a place one wants to go, but it is where one has the time to think and learn. He learned folk songs from other prisoners, wrote lyrics in a notebook he made out of cigarette wrappers, and even composed new songs.
I composed a melody in prison, and one of my prison mates, he's actually my hero, he wrote the lyrics for that song. It's about, you know, his determination. He says that, you know, no matter how bad enemies will, you know, I will never bow down my head, or I'll never stop to fight.
When Tofel returned to the United States after his release, he decided to expand his project. His mission now was not only to collect traditional Tibetan music, but to produce a documentary film about it.
There are about 17 songs. The story of this film is about the beauty of Tibetan music and the diversity of Tibetan music and the beauty of Tibetan culture in general. The film also is about, you know, my story of what had happened to me. I filmed some of the footage in 1995 because before I was arrested, I sent 9 tapes through a friend of mine to India. And also we sent people back to Tibet in 2004 to capture more songs and interviews.
More importantly, Tofel says, Tibet in song draws attention to what's happened in Tibet over the past 50 years.
Except in some rural areas, there aren't many songs left. In the film, we show how China, you know, saw this kind of music and Tibetan culture as a threat. Tibet was never exposed to this, you know, recorded music until China invaded Tibet in late 1940s. So the first thing they did was they set up these loudspeakers and they blasted Chinese, you know, propaganda music to brainwash Tibetan people. So they took Tibetan folk melody and put Chinese communist lyrics, and they trained Tibetan singers to sing the song. Tibetan song also is a call for an action to the world and also to the Tibetan people to get involved to save, you know, Tibetan music before it is gone forever.
Tibetan Song won the Special Jury Prize for Documentary at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival. Tofel says he's also pleased with the feedback he's gotten from critics and audiences, especially Tibetans.
Actually, last night, you know, I was on the train from Manhattan to Queens, and then two girls came to me, Tibetan girls came to me. They said, oh, we just saw your film, and we grew up in Nepal, and we don't know much about Tibetan culture and the the way you showed in your film, and it's very, you know, we understand the value of our culture, and it's very powerful. And one of them cried. That was very emotional.
Filmmaker Angawan Chofel says it was quite a journey for him, but he's happy he was ultimately able to find what he was looking for, Tibetan folk songs and his Tibetan identity. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.